anymore. When I was born, I was thinking. Then I forgot thinking, because I'm talking. Here I am and you are talking, aren't you? We are talking. We are past of that, because talking provokes the imagination. Remember? Animal life, dream, imagination, non-existence. We understand non-existence. We understand the absence of something, right? So here, we want you to understand the absence of understanding love in you. That this is not what we have. We have to do much better to get a hint, because that's the most beautiful exception gift to the human beings, isn't it? How many years I tried, studied, learned, here, practiced, for what? To get better. What? We don't know. It's a general tendency. We like to be better, because it's injected in here, it's in my DNA. Okay, so we want to understand it here. He started with this story. We know that where we are, because it's a long story that I hope you never forget. This is the story. A bunch of animals in the mountain and a donkey down there. And everybody is hungry in a way, right? So the lion will send the fox to bring the ass over there to kill it and eat it. You heard this story, right? And you know the rest of the story, what will happen. Okay, it gets complicated because the fox will succeed to take the ass over there, but the lion is not clever enough and is not fast enough, so he will miss the opportunity, the donkey will come back, and the fox will come back. And we are in between their argument. The fox is the cheater, right? Logically and philosophy. And he goes beyond the logic about whatever the magic and stuff. And the donkey is logical. Perfect, right? But he has one weakness. What is the weakness of the donkey? Before that, I'm saying donkey. What do I mean by donkey? Me? I am the donkey. An animal. There are several animals that will explain my animal characteristics. One of them is donkey. Why? Because donkey is stupid. Donkey knows whatever donkey needs to know, and that's it. Donkey thinks about one thing only. To go back and eat. To get rid of the fellow who is using it. This is my donkey. Okay. This donkey is logical. His answer was perfect. Do you remember? One weakness. He is an imitator. مقلد. To imitate someone else. That's the problem. Who is imitating? Who is imitating other people? I'm not talking about actors, but everybody is acting, imitating others. Everybody is trying to show the face that is looks good today and all that stuff. He doesn't really deep down believe in it. You should believe in that logic. Then you are one step forward. Then the rest of the story goes like this, that for the second time, the fox will take the donkey upstairs and the lion will kill the donkey. It's obvious. Then what will happen? Uh-huh. Then the lion should go and wash his hand. Because fox will eat the best part of a bird. The head, and the, which is the good part, will eat it. Then the lion will come back and say, what happened to that? He said, to what? This is the fox, isn't it? Said, to what? Said, the brain. Said, this donkey has no brain. If he had brain, what? Why should he come here twice to be killed? He's stupid. This is what Rumi is explaining to you, that as a matter of fact, if you're an imitator, you have no brain, because that brain is not useful. You're not using it. Use your brain. Do not say that the stuff that the other people will say. How easy do you do that? How easy? You. How easy is it for you to do the nonsense that the other people will do? She wants to say, no, I'm not. I think about it. No. Going from here to home, if suddenly everybody is doing beep, 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 Canada, you do this. Yes. You don't know even for what you are doing it, and you do it. This is the reaction of this animal in the herd. It's obvious, it's all around us. Why deny it? Understand it, it's here. I could stop it. Yes. When I understand that it's in me, when I understand this is the problem I have, then I could control it. If not, I let it happen. Period. So he wants to explain all of this. Now we are page 1536, right? 37. It's in the meaning of Laulag Lama Khalaqta Laflak. It's an Arabic sentence here, which is the basic idea of the Semite religions. The Jews and Christians and Muslims, they all three, they have this story. And it's a very strange stuff. This is God speaking to a prophet or to a human being that, if it was not for you, I wouldn't create anything. See the exaggeration of this? This is one of the main problems in all these translations and things that the religious game is playing with. Very bizarre stuff, that everything was created for me. Do you pay attention? How arrogant it could make me? So there should be another meaning in this that I'm not getting. Let's hear it, Peter.
On the meaning of, but for thee, I would not have created the heavens. A shape like this became a beggar from street to street. Love is reckless, beware.
Means what? Means what? The first, it's two part. The first part is this sheikh that I was talking about, he became a beggar going around. Then love came laabali, etabu, Arabic word, and a very tricky one. The first one, laabali, means there is no father for me. Means I'm not following anything. And I don't care about anything. In Persian language, when you don't give a damn about what's happening, you're laabali. Then ittabu means, beware and understand it. Because that's what the trick is. I'm talking about this fellow, but remember that I'm talking about love, which has no connection to anything, and it's firmly connected to everything. Yes.
Love makes the sea boil like a kettle. Love crumbles the mountain like sand. Love cleaves the sky with 100 clefts. Love unconscionably makes the earth to tremble. The pure love was united with Muhammad. For love's sake, God said to him, but for thee.
You hear me say? So what is he doing? I think he's explaining how bizarre love is. Right? So love will boil the ocean. Means what? Ocean. Water in this language means knowledge. That's why we say وَجَعَلْنَا مِنَ الْمَاءُ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ حَيٍّ. They say that life depends on water. To us, life depends on knowledge, right? Okay, here we say, love will boil the ocean of this knowledge. Love will make the mountain like a piece of pebble. Love will crack the existence of everything and will shake the earth and everything because, yes, when it arrives, all of this stuff are vanished. And did you hear that, Laudok? As I say, if it was not for you, this is not Muhammad. There was a love in Muhammad, and God was talking about that love. Because of that love, I created everything. Yes.
Since he alone was the ultimate goal in love, therefore God singled him out from the prophets. Had it not been for pure love's sake, how should I have bestowed an existence on the heavens? I have raised up the lofty celestial sphere that thou mayest apprehend the sublimity of love. Other benefits come from the celestial.
That's sublimity. That's the trick. I'm trying to explain everything because after understanding all these existence and stuff, you will understand the level of the highness of love. Not that you understand love, you will understand where love is. Yes.
Other benefits come from the celestial sphere. It is like the egg. These are consequential, like the chick. I have made the earth altogether lowly, that thou mayest gain some notion of the lowliness of lovers. We have given greenness and freshness to the earth, that thou mayest become acquainted with the transmutation of the dervish. These firm-set mountains describe to thee the state of lovers in steadfastness. Although that is a reality, while this is an image, O son, in order that he may bring it nearer to thy understanding.
Means what? Are you listening? He is turning it around like this, like a puzzle, to give you an idea that, listen, look at the earth. What is that earth down there? Nothing. From that nothing, he should understand that a lover is nothing. Yeah. Because he will give up all the me and arrogance and all that stuff. It's nothing. Then he said, okay, let's give it a little bit water. What will happen? It will become green, it will grow, because love will make everything grow to be different, to be completely different. And these mountains, they just give you the hint of
the strength of this stuff. And all of these are